Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Happy June. We were just talking about how it's already June. Like, so crazy. 6 months.
Yes, 6 months into the year. Going.
And I feel like the next 6 months are just gonna fly by even quicker, which is so crazy. So happy June.
Almost happy summer. I'm so excited.
Monday. I know. What's the official first day June 21st. Of summer? Like June? Yeah. Okay.
I looked this up. Summer solstice. I just freaking love that day because I love when it gets dark at like 8:30.
Yeah, I know. It's been so bright out, although the sun hasn't really been coming out lately, at least not here in Southern California. But yeah, I feel like it's been such long days. But I think after June 21st, the days start getting shorter, or they start getting longer?
No, that's the long, it's like
the longest day of the year. And then it starts to get shorter again.
Yeah, right? I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, so that's like the longest day.
Yeah.
Okay, so soaking up the sun, well, when we have it.
Yeah.
Soaking up what we can, when we can. Yeah, hope you guys are having a good Monday or just a good start to your week. I'm trying to think. Let's see. We'll start with updates. So Danielle and I went to Benihana this weekend. But we were in the car coming back from LA and Danielle's like, yeah, I'm going to Benihana's for a birthday dinner tonight. And I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds so good. I want to go to Benihana's.
Love this update.
So I also went to Benihana's and it was so great. And also, if you don't know, and if you're dairy free, you can actually ask them to cook it without butter. And I know the butter's the best part. Trust me, it's really sad to not have the butter. But in order to make it edible where my stomach doesn't absolutely hate me afterwards. So just in case if you didn't know that. And then another
we went
update.
To a stunning rumored event.
Oh my gosh.
That was so cute.
So stunning. Just like these houses in the hills of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Are just so insane. You would never envision it from the outside of the house because when they're on the hill, I feel like there's one level on the hill and then like the rest of the house just like drops behind it and it's huge. And this one had just like a huge yard, huge pool. Like it was insane. It was so pretty.
It was so pretty. And honestly, that brand is so freaking cute. Like the pieces they have coming out for summer are so good. Like if you're into yellow, definitely check out Rumored. I feel like they do yellow so, so good.
I just love them so much. And I forget how many pieces I have that are from them. And they're all just classics, like staples. I rewear them every single year. And I feel like they just do the color so well. Like it's the right shade of every color. Like their baby blue, so stunning. Their yellows, so pretty. Like the pinks are like soft pinks.
Yes.
Like, it's and they're like the creamy shade. Champagne satin colors, like so pretty. So we love them because they're a woman-owned small business. Mm-hmm. And
they design their own clothes and not wholesale. Yeah.
So yeah, that was just such a fun event and so cool to go to. So
I love them. A European summer themed event. We went to one
last
year, I think for Tezza, and that was so cute.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that was good. That was like Italian vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that was definitely really fun as well. I cleaned my makeup brushes today and I'm so proud of myself because I have been forgetting to do it. And I also washed my pillowcases because I'm like, I need to show my skin some love. And I need to do that by washing my makeup brushes and washing my pillowcases. And now I feel really good.
Love that.
So I was like really proud of myself for that.
I need
to
do that.
Trying to think of any other I went to an event this weekend, like a wellness event. It was at this stunning hotel in Encinitas, actually. It was literally like if you take La Costa and just go all the way towards the beach, it's like at the end of La Costa, like so close. At the Alila Maria Hotel, which I have seen some weddings like happening there, which it's so stunning. Such a pretty location. But the event was with Symbiotica, Pvolve, and ClearStem. And so it was like a Pvolve workout. It was like a 45-minute workout. I would say Pvolve is not really for me, but it was good to try it out. Like
good to know.
Like it honestly, it was good. and Miss Lymph was there, and they do lymphatic drainage massages, and that was so good. I had a piece of toast before I went, and she was like massaging me, and I could feel things like bubbling and moving, and she was like, yeah, that's your digestion. And I was like, well, I'm glad you're helping it, because it clearly needed the help. Like, it was kind of crazy, and it was only 10 minutes, so I'm so curious what hour would be like. So I'm gonna book one because I am very interested. So that was really fun. And yeah, like Clearstem was there. They're a really good brand. That's for acne, I believe, is like their main target for customers, is acne prone skin. And then obviously Symbiotica. I love their products. I love their vitamin C one. And they had this cute mocktail, and yeah, it was just honestly like the perfect
wellness San Diego event.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And we also love when events are in San Diego. So, but yeah, other than that, it's pretty eventful end of the week.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So we'll dive into influences of the week. What is your current influence?
Okay. My current influence, I feel like on my explore page, which I will talk about more in this episode, but my explore page has just been so good lately. But I keep finding these really cute, like, international small brands, usually from London or, like, Spain. I feel like those are ones that I'm finding. But just, like, the cutest brands. And I just, I feel like their pieces are always, like, very unique and not really what we have here. So I've been loving that. I just did an order from this, like, Spanish jewelry brand, and they just have like the cutest, colorful, unique accessories for summer. So I'm really excited about that. And then I found this random, like, they're just a small London brand, and it's called, it's called West, but it's OEST. And they just have like really cute knit, like, yellow pieces. So I did an order from them. There's just so many that I'm finding, and I just love it. I feel like the international small brands are the way to go, even though shipping is like kind of annoying and expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know if CSB is a small brand, but just did an order from them, and it's from coming from Australia, which the shipping is really long. I think the shipping also was kind of expensive for them too, but I just really wanted to try out their pieces. So yeah, the explore page is really working on me. So good job, Instagram.
I feel like I see cute small boutiques and everything, but the ones I find are literally Russian or Ukrainian or
interesting.
Just like Eastern Europe, where it's, I don't even think they ship to the US. And so it's like I find these things that I would love to buy, but then
I always have one, to check. I can't
either read the website, or they don't ship international.
Like, I learned that I have to check before I even get hooked on the page, because if they don't ship to the US, like, I am heartbroken, and then I spent time looking through the website for nothing. French brands are really cute too. I found some that are really cute, so
cute.
Love that. I've been influenced by those small brands. Shop small, lol. Okay, what is your influence of the week?
Okay, mine is flowers and just flower bouquets from local flower shops. I feel like we have this really, really good one in San Diego. It's called Everbloom. And is that North Park? Is that?
I think North Park.
Okay, it's in North Park. So we actually drive quite a distance to get there. But I swear, these are the best bouquets I've ever had, always. And they last so long if you keep refreshing the water and giving them, like, the plant food. I feel like they're just so pretty. And I do feel like it's pretty reasonably priced as well, considering, like, what you would get for the same price from a grocery store. And I just feel like, again, like you said, shop small, support local. And the flowers are just so pretty. And they smell so good. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but yeah, they last so long. So love a good bouquet from a local flower shop. Shout out Everbloom. We love them.
Agree. I just love flower shops. Any flower shop I can find. So cute. So the vibe right now.
I know. I need to go to the one that's by my house. I'm just so curious. And yeah, I want to see what the vibe is. But it's not aesthetic or cute or anything. And I just want to be like, girlies, you could do so much with this. But unfortunately, it's like dark and brown and they don't have any flowers put out or anything. Like, it's just from what I can see from the outside, I haven't gone yet. So it just, I don't even know if you can actually just get a bouquet or if like people do only special orders. So I will go check that out and report back. So we'll see. Cute. But yeah, that's my, and I feel like just so good for spring and summer, just fresh flowers. And the one I got this time, I think it's the lilies that smell really good. But when I walk in my house, you can actually just truly smell the flowers coming in. And I'm like, I love that so much. The best. So yeah, that is my influence this week. So let's dive into the episode. We're really excited about this week's topic. So we just wanted to talk about Instagram updates, the new algorithm, reels, new features, all the good stuff.
It's been a while. I feel like
a lot has been happening too. A lot of changes, a lot of just new things, new features to talk about and share our thoughts on, whether we like it or not. And yeah, so there's honestly kind of a lot, which was shocking. So it's just Instagram, you know, trying to do the most always. So I guess the first thing is just the IG Reels and just algorithm updates with the new features. So I feel like so prioritizing smaller creators, it definitely did not used to be like this. Like, you used to only reach your audience. Period.
Yeah. So now Instagram is making it an even playing field. How, and this came from the head of Instagram himself. I don't know if you guys saw, he posted these as stories. I can't remember on what. I think it was on the creator's account. But he said that it did used to kind of work in the larger creator's favor, because how the algorithm works is they show your content. Well, how it worked before is they would show your content to a small pool of your own followers. And if and only if your own followers engaged with that content, then it would be pushed out to non-followers to the Explore page. That's the only way you got onto the Explore page. But now they're prioritizing smaller creators, and it's okay. This is how they explained it. It's pushed out to a small group of people who are not your followers or who are predicted to like your content, and then if they engage with it, then it gets pushed out. So it's an even playing field, which is amazing, and I'm really noticing that.
Well, I feel like it also gives smaller creators a chance to go viral now, which again didn't used to be a thing. It's like you only used to see accounts with like 500k to a million going viral, having so many likes. But I swear now, if you go to like your Explore feed and scroll, like you'll see some photos that have like 20,000, 50,000 likes, and then you'll go and look at the creator and they have like 30K following. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot more attainable now.
And whereas, it's normalized now, because when I'm on my Explore page, like whenever you would click on a photo and it had like 50,000 likes, you would automatically assume, okay, this person has a million followers. If I go to their profile, like, of course they got this many. But then like you will literally go to their profile and they have, some of them I've seen have like 10K followers, and like they have this extremely viral photo or reel. And I don't know. I see a lot of that on my Explore page and I love to see it. So this is much needed and really cool that they implemented.
And I love too that it's also photos and reels, not just one or the other. So it's like whatever you are posting, you still have that opportunity to go viral. And I feel like, honestly, I feel like that's the way to grow, is going viral basically. So you have to figure out how to post content that is going to generate that interest or those extra saves when it hits that audience as non-followers, so that it can like be boosted out more. So
Yeah,
it's really nice, since that did not used to happen as much. I remember back in the day, even honestly Clubhouse days, we would talk about how to go viral or how to get on the Explore page. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And like it would be so hard.
And yes, it was like, so unpredictable, like getting on the Explorer, because posts used to, they still do, but like when there were no reels and it was just posts, would show like your Explorer reach or your hashtag reach or whatever. And whenever the Explorer reach was really high, you knew that was like really good, but it was so hard to do and you never knew how to replicate it or do it again. So I feel like this just gives everyone such a better opportunity. And now obviously that there are more creators and it is a more saturated space, you're not feeling super discouraged, like, oh, my content's never going to be seen by anyone, like I have such a small account. Now it's like you have an opportunity just as much as a creator with a million followers to reach that level of an audience. So
exactly. And it's like every new post, you have that opportunity. And also, like, something that I've just noticed for a while is on my feed, a lot of the posts are always like from 2 days ago. I don't know what that is, but yes. I just feel like they really push the 2 days specific. Specifically,
that was me, or like sometimes I will post something first day, like very low average engagement, like not good, honestly. I'm like, wow, my post did not do well, like interesting. Yeah. And then I'll go back and check like 2 or 3 days later, and all of a sudden it's like tripled. Like, I'm like, oh, I was not like expecting that since it did so bad the first day. Mm-hmm. Like, so interesting. So I feel like sometimes if I don't post on a day, because for whatever reason, like I woke up too late or my dog threw up or whatever, I feel like I don't stress as much anymore because I'm like, oh, my post from yesterday will still be growing and gaining traction today, because I feel like it takes 2 to 3 days for them to really kind of like hit their peak, you know?
100%.
So I noticed that too, but I didn't know if that was just me and my posts like just weren't doing well like day one, but then doing better day 2/day 3.
No, yeah, so that's definitely happening to me as well. I feel like it's happening to a lot of people. So don't get discouraged, you guys, if your post doesn't do well on the first day, even though it's like kind of hard not to, but I'm really noticing for my entire feed usually is 2 days ago. Like, seriously, all of it is 2 days ago. No, I know,
same. And I'm just like, why is Instagram not showing me today's posts or 1 day ago? Like, so confused. But
yeah,
I mean, I guess I didn't see those posts from 2 days ago. So engage on them now, you know? So definitely a good insight on that. Okay, next one is that Reels is now prioritizing quality, which is great. And that's just obviously based on all the things that we just said above, but and like how it's predicted and shown to someone who has indications of liking your content and it getting pushed. So I think truly, again, just focusing on quality always. I think we've always kind of preached quality over quantity and just finding what that consistency looks like for you. But for quality, just posting things with like good lighting, maybe something that's valuable to your audience or something that people will engage on, whether you're sharing outfit inspo or tips and tricks for something in your niche, like whatever that may be, just providing quality and being able to ask yourself, like, what am I providing by posting this today? I feel like it's something that I kind of do.
Yeah, I saw a girl like on, I don't know what it was on. I think it was honestly on TikTok, but she was talking about this and she was pretty much saying, like, not to have this sound intimidating, but she was like, now it's kind of like a competition of quality because it is an even playing field with like someone with a million followers and someone with like 2,000 followers. It's kind of like a competition on who can have the best quality because it literally does not matter what your following is now. It's literally just the quality. So just keep that in mind because I feel like sometimes with creators, like the bigger you get, I feel like you kind of forget or get a little bit lazy on how much effort you're putting into the quality of your videos, things like that. So yeah, just remember it is an even playing field and you have just as much of a chance to go viral as someone with a million.
I feel like that's super encouraging because again, it used to just be like you would feel
kind of disappointed or whatever because your content wouldn't be shown to that many people because you didn't have that many followers. But now, if you can create high quality content, then you're golden. Like, that's
yeah, it's so really cool that they did this, truly, because I feel like it wasn't. I think the whole thing with like content creation and UGC just like changed the entire field of an industry of like influencers and content creators, because like truly everyone is noticing people with like 2,000 followers has just the amount of creativity and capability to create amazing content that's probably gonna be better than other people with huge followings. So it's just cool seeing this change throughout
all platforms. And I think we have an episode too on content and like how we take content and quality. So just things again, like good lighting, wiping your lens. I feel like that's the biggest thing. It's like, I can seriously tell when someone like posts a story or posts something and the lens isn't wiped. It just kind of has that blurry kind of washed out look.
Yeah.
And the photo or video is not very clear. So I feel like that is honestly such a game changer. It's just wipe down your lens anytime right before you film, right before you shoot something. Just give it a good clean and it'll seriously change the quality. And then lighting too. Just being very aware of where your lighting source is and making sure that it doesn't have that weird like strip of light through.
Yeah, the camera, I know.
You know what I mean. So,
yeah, also use the back camera, you guys. If you can use the back camera every chance you get, just use it. It is, the difference is actually crazy. I wish they would fix it, but if there are so many tools that I get, do you get all these TikTok shop ads of like, get this so you can use the back camera? It's like the mirror. There's a mirror you can get that hooks onto whatever you're using so you can see your camera from the back, if that makes sense. And there's also this new portable, like, I don't know if you've seen this, but it's like a portable screen that mirrors your phone screen. So you can like plug it in. So if your phone is facing the back, you plug it in and it's kind of like the Canon G7X screen when you can flip it up and you see.
Oh,
so it's cool. That. It's kind of like not cheap though. So I need to
any of this.
Okay. I always get them probably because I've literally bought the mirror off of TikTok shop. And like, I buy these gadgets, I think. I think it's like $70 or $80 though. Last time I checked, I need to check again. Cause I feel like that's kind of expensive for like a TikTok shop thing. But it's a good idea because yeah, it's kind of like a camera flip.
Interesting.
So, just, there's love a ton that. Of ways to just use your back camera now. So definitely invest in those little things to increase the quality of your content.
Yeah, definitely. I know I used my front camera for something and I think I posted, oh, it was Coachella or Stagecoach or one of them. And I was like, it's like the quality is so bad on the front camera, but I didn't have another outfit video with the back camera. So I just had to
yeah,
post
like
the camera,
I posted
and
one
I was
of those
just kind
too,
of cringing, unfortunately. It's fine, but now I'm like, okay, like anything I can do to use the back camera. And honestly, I feel like it's one of those things too that practice, you get better with it. So even if you're propping your phone up somewhere and you can't see the screen, if you do it enough, then you know where to stand and you know what it's going to look like, or even trying the 0.5 to see if that'll kind of help in whatever situation you're doing it in. Mm-hmm. So again, practice will definitely help with that. So just another tip. And then anything else on Reels
you want to add? I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's all.
Same.
I have.
Okay. The next thing is I feel like they are still truly just pushing these broadcast channels. I did a call with Meta a little bit ago, and I feel like they do these outreach for calls when they want to push a feature, but they disguise it as,
honestly,
oh, we want to help
so
creators.
Right. Yeah.
So like, let's have a chat, because that's this so phone funny. Call wasn't like, hi, I'm so-and-so with Meta. Like, what would you like to talk about today? Or what questions can I answer for you? Like, basically it was like, hi, I want to talk about all these features and how they can help you. And then they just talk about the feature that they really want to push. So they kept
pushing broadcast channels and just like how that's like another way to connect with your audience and how, mm-hmm. but, and then I was like, but they can't, like people can't respond. So it's like, you're not having a conversation, but you're just kind of putting out announcements basically. I don't know. And then they were just saying, well, it's like a direct connection with your audience, blah, blah, blah. But it was just definitely interesting that they were pushing it so hard. And like anytime I had a question about something, they would tie it back to, oh, well, yeah, that's why you should definitely start a broadcast channel. That will definitely help you reach your audience since your posts aren't reaching your audience. And I'm like,
it's funny because like you would like the things that you post in your broadcast channel and everything they're saying, it's like you do that in stories. So it's just an interesting like new feature that kind of is confusing.
Basically what they said, the main thing I think that they were pushing was that the broadcast algorithm, quote unquote, is like the one that you can control. Like every other aspect, like every other feature, like stories, reels, posts, those algorithms you have no control over. You have no control who sees your content, you have no control who's interacting, you just kind of post and honestly wish for the best because you have no control over that. But like they were saying, the broadcast channel is like the algorithm you have control over, and I'm like, okay,
interesting.
Yeah, okay. It was definitely interesting, but they definitely just kept circling back to broadcast channels and Threads. So I think they were trying to obviously push their newest feature while like pretending to answer my questions, basically. Because I'm like, okay, like,
yeah,
not really getting any help here, but...
That's pretty funny. But yeah, if you guys, honestly, I need to write that down to start my broadcast channel this week because I have not started it. So broadcast channels and Threads, another feature they're pushing. So if you guys want to try that out and see if anything happens with your account or like, I mean, who knows?
Honestly, I'm so curious if you guys, like, maybe I'll post a question box on the story or something, but like, are you in people's broadcast channels? Do you engage with them? Do you like them? Like, what do you guys think? Because
are
I don't,
you in any? I think I'm in
one or two.
But so, like, how do you get the notification? Remember. I should really join one.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, how do you know? Like, when they say you can control the algorithm of your broadcast channel, like, how do you get the notification somewhere? Like, someone posts
Yeah,
it?
So, like, if someone posts in their broadcast channel, I think it comes up in your notifications. Like, oh, so-and-so just posted in their broadcast channel.
Okay.
But that it's interesting because then you can just either react. Like, you can only react to it, basically. Or I think vote or something. But there's no, like, you can't, like, talk or have a conversation.
Yeah.
So okay. It's not, like, a big group chat or anything. So it's just kind of, like, I don't know. Definitely interesting. So would love to know if you guys are into broadcast channels. Do you use them? Are you in them? Have you joined someone else's broadcast channels? Like, what is
We should post on the Instagram, the TIC Instagram, because I'm super curious your guys' thoughts on that.
Okay, yeah. We will do that and let us know because mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard to tell.
I know. It's hard to tell what really everyone's doing out there.
So we'll discuss on the stories. Okay. Next thing is something that I love, but I'm also so curious at how they're implementing this, is mm-hmm. the new algorithm is going to work to replace reposts with the original content when it appears in recommendations. So like content aggregators will be removed from the recommendations, which is like such a cool feature if it actually works, which I don't know if I've seen it work. So, like, question marks for me.
Yes. So, if you guys don't know what content aggregators are, so this is the definition I found. A content aggregator is an individual or organization or tool that collects web content and applications from different online sources to reuse. So, they don't produce their own content. They're literally just stealing other people's content or... This is how I feel sometimes about
the
Pinterest.
Way I could go on about this. Like, I just truly can't. Like, those digital faceless marketing accounts, you guys, I don't know if I just see them a lot because they're literally my videos.
Yeah.
But it's like, they're these like digital faceless marketing accounts that claim like, oh, I made X amount of dollars in 1 week. Read caption below for how we did it. Or work from home. It's always read caption below. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like so confused because they have like 300 followers. Okay, so they have 300 followers. And then they're like, I just made $20,000 starting my account a week ago. Here's how you can do it too. And I'm just like, hello. And then if you go to their profile, it's only content from other people. Like, so confused. Like, it'll be my Reels videos, and then they'll put like a quote on it, or they'll put like writing over it. And I'm just like, first of all, how did you get this video? Because I don't think you can download Reels anymore. I don't know. I think I turned that off. So I'm just so confused. And then they like post that, and it's just so annoying. And I'm just like, okay, you're literally claiming you're making money off someone else's content. I truly can't. So I don't know. Is this, do you think this is what it means that Instagram is like, how does Instagram know that their content isn't the original?
So someone told me that, okay, this girl told me she's like pretty big on TikTok, and she's in this new like TikTok, maybe it's not new, but she was telling me about like the TikTok creator program. Maybe there's like a new section of it. I'm not sure, but she was telling me that TikTok now recognizes when you have already uploaded a video. And so they can like recognize that video is already on the platform, and it like shoots the engagement and algorithm down like so much. Like, you cannot repost things.
Okay, so this kind of happened to me where I posted something and it did so badly, so I deleted it. And then I tried to repost it the next day and it did just as bad. So is that what it's talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like I'm already recognized that this video has already been posted.
Yeah, and there's so much like AI like programming going on. I'm sure they're working on something like that, but I feel like TikTok already has something going on like that. So I'm assuming Instagram is trying to get there, get to the same level. And like, I read this article about this, and it was saying that they're aiming to literally have it link back to the creator, which I feel like would be absolutely crazy and so cool if they are able to do that, because this is actually such a problem on Instagram. Honestly, Pinterest should freaking do this, even though it's like different, but yeah, so I think that's what I was reading was the goal of this plan. Which is so cool. I
love the concept. This is an update we need. I would absolutely love to see it executed. So
yeah,
very excited, and I have high hopes for this. And I feel like they should be able to do this. Like,
yeah.
It's just so wild to me because I feel like the process to report copyright on Instagram is so long and difficult, and there's just no way you can report like a copyright claim on every single piece of content that you find. It's just so long and just not manageable. So being able to do this, I think, will be really helpful.
Will be great, and give credit to content creators, because I feel like so much is stolen from content creators. So
I can't remember if I talked about this on the podcast, but basically, oh, I think I did, because I think I was venting. But those content banks, or you can buy a content bank and it just has,
I can't remember like, if you did or if you were just telling me about it at that.
I know, that's what I can't
I think
either.
You so, didn't talk about it.
Okay, maybe I'll just
I think you just told really me about it recently.
In
so
case
yeah.
I didn't say it, but basically these accounts, you can go and buy like a content bank, which is essentially access to just a folder full of videos. So this one random one I found.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
But I was like so curious, and I was like, I wonder if any of my videos are in here. So it was literally only $10 and for 800 videos. So I was like, okay. So I paid $10 and you get access to this Google Drive that has 800 videos, and it's just random clips. And I luckily wasn't in it, but I found a video of a girl that I know, like one of her videos was in it. So basically this person is selling other people's content for money and making money off their content that they don't own. And I'm like, dang, if someone had enough money to hire a lawyer and go after these people, like,
they wait, how did you find so the content bank again?
Because this girl like reposted my video as one of the digital faces marketing things. And I go and comment and I'm like, hey, like, if you're going to use my video, please tag me. Thanks. And she like did and everything. And then I was just clicking her links because I was so curious. And in her bio, it was like the stand store or whatever. There were so many different options you could buy for like, I don't even know that's if she made so these up or she just bought rights to sell this because they have those courses that you get like resale rights to. So she was just selling like all these different like coaching courses, content courses, setting up your business, like literally 20 different courses this girl had. And then there was content banks. And I wonder if it's more of like an affiliate thing where you sell this content bank and then you get like a commission off of it for referring people. I don't really know. But I was like, oh, I'm so curious. So it was like $10. So I'm like, okay, this will be worth it just to see like what's in here. And I was like, this is so wild because like this is not their content. And like, dang, if I was bored and rich, I would truly buy all the courses, find where my content is, and then like sue all of them. So
no, seriously. It like, is crazy so because crazy. This I see something like this every like 5 to 10 scrolls, I want to say. So I wonder if Instagram is just like catching on and that's why they're like, okay, there's serious but like stealing content going on. Copyright
infringement. Yeah. Like it's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like you can't have a content platform and not monitor or police that. Like that's insane. I feel like that like makes creators not want to post content if it's just going to be stolen. Right. And used for whatever. So stop stealing people's content. Enough is enough. If I ever become super rich one day, I'm coming after all of you.
So. I'm obsessed.
But yeah, so that is hopefully in the works. I would love this feature. I think it would be super great just in terms for like for the industry and creators in general and truly just crediting the people who actually are making the content.
Yeah.
So, yes, exactly. That is kind of our Reels update, algorithm update and features there. And then just some other
platform updates we've
noticed. Yeah, changes. Do you notice the font change? Did we talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
You, on the font for the influence community, that's different for me, but not on my personal. So it's like when I switch to the account, that's when I see it.
I hate it. Okay. Anyways, let's see. There's been so many updates and I feel like we've talked about this before, but this is your reminder that when Instagram is doing these updates, doing these changes, engagement is usually very up and down and kind of all over the place and not consistent. So if that's happening to you, I feel like this is probably why whenever like new features are about to roll out, for whatever reason, engagement just like really drops or I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just kind of like, I feel like a myth that we've kind of caught on to. And I feel like it happens all the time. So feels real.
Yeah. We like always know something is happening on Instagram. Something's coming. And honestly, a lot of things happened kind of at once. I feel like some of these have kind of been around, but we haven't done an episode like this. So we just wanted to chat about all the little updates as of recent.
Yeah. I feel like one of the biggest ones, and we'll get into it because it doesn't really work for me, but the spam follower removal.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's so good. Again, love the idea. Would love to see the execution. So basically now Instagram is like identifying spam followers from your following and you can go through and remove them. But I have questions because I feel like there's like two sections for me. So there's like the flagged for review under like the main following. So if you go to your following, it'll say like flagged for review and then it'll say like a big number, like thousands, or that's what mine says at least. And then if you kind of scroll over, it used to say potential spam, but I think it changed to flagged. So if you go like all the way over, then it says flagged, and you can, on this one, I can actually see my account, and it's like a smaller number. Like it's like 20, 30, like you can easily see it, go through and just remove them all. But the first one under following, the flagged for review, like mine don't load. Like it literally says cannot load users at this time or something. So I can't.
There's definitely some sort of glitch with this. I think it's
like, and it's never worked
stages. Because people are talking about this like glitch that's happening is if you activate that and like start having them remove these like flagged followers, like it'll say a number, but then people are saying the next day they will randomly have 7,000 followers. They lost 7,000 followers the next day. So I've heard this from two separate people. So it's like a very interesting glitch that's happening. Oh, I actually saw a TikTok on this, that this was a glitch that was happening. So maybe
constantly, like if you like accept
no
it,
one
like
knows it why
will continuously run it, or like you have to approve also, like I'm, so it doesn't show like the accounts or anything. It just says there's like literally a button that says remove all, and I'm way too scared to push it. Because I feel like I want to like look and see what it's flagging. Because like, I don't know, I'd rather go through it manually and be like, no, wait, this person's like legit. This is okay. But like,
yeah,
remove all, like that's kind of crazy without even being able to see. So has this feature worked for anyone? Are you able to see your flagged for review accounts under your following? Like, I'm so curious because this feature hasn't worked for me. But again, such a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, good idea. I feel like it's in the beta stages and they're still working it out. So hopefully that'll be
sorted out. Yeah, and I feel like it's kind of scary to commit to something like that when it's not fully developed yet. So we'll stay tuned, but let us know if your users load under the flagged for review section so that you can remove spam followers. Okay, the next one is the AI chatbot, or it's like Meta AI or something.
Yeah, if you guys go to the search bar, you'll see the AI feature. So apparently they are testing more AI features on Instagram and it's supposed to like give you a very detailed search. I've honestly never used it, but you can find like new reels, you can ask questions, you can find specific posts for something. Like someone, I was reading this article and it said that you can like plan out travel itineraries with it, which I want to try that now. So
I'm just so confused because it's like I'm not going to Instagram for this kind of search. Like I'm not.
I think that's the point. Like they want to like direct you.
Be a search engine now too. I think I tried it one time and it did not give me, it was like early on, so maybe it was still being worked on, but it did not give what it was supposed to give, I feel like. And I don't know. I just, like, Google has the AI now too. And I don't know how I feel about it because, like, when you have the Google search bar, you Google whatever you're Googling, right? And then now it has the Google AI where it's like,
and that's the first
chunky
thing.
Paragraph of whatever you're looking up. And then it has the Google recommended like answers or searches or whatever. And I'm just not trying to read paragraphs when I'm looking for this information. Like I love like the bullet point options. Like Google, I feel like it comes up with like five different like ways to phrase the question. And then you like pick which one is like the most relevant to you. And then you can like look there. Because one time when I did the Google AI, it literally said like, I literally think I Googled like, I was Googling like, is teriyaki sauce gluten-free or something like that. Like a lot of my Google searches are like, is X gluten-free? And basically the Google AI was like, there was like a half a paragraph that was like, yes, this is gluten-free. And then the second half of the paragraph was like, no, this is not gluten-free. It can be made gluten-free, but a lot of times it depends on what brand or product is being used. So unfortunately it's not gluten-free. And then I'm like, okay, that did not help answer my like, questions at all. Yeah. And then I went down below to where those little suggested things are. And I feel like I found my answer in there. So same. I'm just like, I don't, I don't know. I'm trying to look at pictures on Instagram. Okay, I'm not trying to start
going back to the things. Google AI thing. I thought it was really like it was always iffy for me too until today when I was researching about like the new algorithm just to make sure I wasn't forgetting anything. It was super interesting because I feel like this is how it's supposed to work. And this was a good question for it because I like searched like Instagram algorithm updates like 2024 and pretty much like the AI gave me its own list of like every single update, which was correct. And it then cited like the sources. So it like summarized like 15 credible articles and sources and then literally made a list from like all 15 summed up. And so that was really helpful.
Interesting.
Okay. But before, when I ask like specific questions that like, I think maybe when there's too many articles saying differing things, that's when it gets
right. iffy. It doesn't know.
Yeah. So yeah, okay. All social platforms now have some sort of AI. I feel like no one really knows exactly how they want to go with it. Like, I feel like people are just rushing to put their AI forward and like they don't really have like a clear action plan of like what they want to use this AI for. But like, I don't know. I feel like it's new for everyone, so no one really knows what it is. But yeah, the AI thing. That's new on Instagram. Let us know if you use it because I just don't really know what that's for yet.
Yeah, like it just seems like it's more work than helpful. Like I will spend more time trying to figure it out or like trying to use it to find something I need versus me just going and looking it up myself, basically. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's where I'm at.
I'm going to try to use it after this. I probably should have before this episode, but it's fine.
Yeah, we'll post updates. Okay. The next thing is that carousel image count is going up, which I can't tell if that's a good or a bad thing. Because I'm like,
I feel like
we need to be posting more than 10?
So I noticed this.
We do?
For the first... No, like I don't know. I noticed this for the first time. Someone was at, it was a wedding post and she had so many photos. I was like, how does this girl? I was like, either this girl like posted like really cool photos that I didn't realize how many times I'm actually scrolling through and it seems like a lot, but then I realized it was 15 photos. I will say it did seem a little excessive where it was like, okay, like, so
that's why I'm like, we should at a certain point just break it up into different posts. Maybe. I think
it's like cool to have the option. It's
good to have the freedom for sure.
But I think be careful and definitely focus on quality over quantity because I feel like you'll lose the consumer quickly if it's a bunch of nothing.
I think I've seen someone do 11. Like when I was looking at the carousel, it was like 1 out of 11, 2 out of 11. And I was like, that is so interesting. So I went to try it myself and mine was still 10. So I was just like,
I was like,
is that a glitch or did Instagram accidentally like duplicate one of the photos and then it said 11? I really wasn't sure what was going on there, but I mean, I guess 15 photos could be fun, but yeah, I think you have a good point. Focus on quality over quantity for sure.
Like don't lose your consumer while they're scrolling through. Make it worth their time. Definitely. Ask yourself that while you're posting it.
Because I feel like for me, like I feel like 10's a great number. Like sometimes I feel like I go overboard with like my 10 and my
I know sometimes I feel like 10's too much lately. I feel like it's like less is more. So like leave it up to the imagination. But you know, it always depends.
Yeah. Do what you feel is best for you, but quality.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Next one is red receipts. So you can actually turn these off under your privacy settings for messages and DMs, which is
thank
so
God.
Great, honestly.
We needed this.
It takes so much pressure off replying to DMs because I feel like I'll see a DM and I want to read it. But I'm like, I can't read it because then they'll see that I read it. And then if I don't respond right away, like I look mean.
Rude, basically. Yeah.
So I wouldn't open them and then they would kind of get pushed or lost, which is super frustrating. So now you can actually open it, read it and be like, oh, can I answer this really quickly now? Or I'll mark it as unread and come back to it and give a more in-depth answer. But then the person on the other side can't see that thought process going on, basically.
Yes. And they used to, and it would give me so much anxiety, and then I would end up actually just not responding to so many people. So this was another update that we needed. Thank you, Instagram.
And we love it, and it's so good, and I feel like it takes the pressure off. It, like, helps with anxiety. Like, you can, like, again, look at it quickly and be like, can I answer this quickly, or can I come back to it? And the other person on the other side isn't like, oh, well, that person's rude. They read it but didn't even respond. Like, you know, so love that so much. And I'm here for that 100%. Okay, next one, which I didn't know about, is you can now cancel an in-progress IG story upload.
I've done this multiple times. That used to annoy me.
Like, I would be like, oh, shoot, I forgot something. And then you, like, have to wait till it uploads to delete it.
Oh, yeah. I love how you can just – I think you can move it to drafts now, too, so you can edit it again. Oh, my God.
Actually, I did do that one time. And I was like, this is so nice.
So nice.
Okay, I have done it.
Love that update. Definitely needed. Honestly, we have a lot of needed updates recently. So it's been good. Yeah, that's a good one.
And I love that you can move it to drafts, because I feel like it saves so much time, especially if you, like, say it's an ad and you have all the tags and the hashtags and, like, but you say you forgot a tag or whatever, like, having to restart that process.
Yeah.
Takes so long.
I think you can do this with Reels now too. I think I did this with Reels now too. Like, it literally, instead of deleting the reel, it moved it literally just to my drafts, and then I was able to edit it and then post it again.
Love that.
I know. I, like, can't remember when I did that, but super helpful. Love that update.
Okay, another one is public collections and saved folders. I don't think I have this.
Some people do. I don't know if I have this yet, but it's being rolled out. I heard them talking about this, like, the creators.
Wait, is this account the same? Is this what guides used to be? Because yes. I'm gonna say I miss guides.
Yes.
So bad.
Yes. I think it's gonna start being on your guides profile. So much. Yeah, it's literally just guides. So, like, you're just gonna be able to, like, have collaborative / public folders to your audience, which I think is really cool. Because then it's like, well, you're giving other creators credit for the inspo you're getting from them, which I think is so cool.
Well, also what I loved about guides too was, obviously, I post mainly fashion content, but when I would post home content, I would love it, but then there's nowhere to kind of put all that home content together. So I always had a home guide where I would save my home post to the guide so that you could click the guide and see all the home stuff. But then when they took that away, I didn't even know they took guides away. Oh my God, I was so sad. I worked so hard on my guides. I thought no one used them anymore.
Oh my God. So, like, it's not a thing anymore?
No, it's not. I loved guides.
How funny. Like, one day they just took them all away. Wow.
It like, told you in the guide section. It was like, guides will be, like, ending on this date. Like, save what you need to save, basically.
Oh my God,
And then the next day, they were just gone. Yeah. It's honestly really sad.
I think by the time that they said that, I already deleted my guides because they were so, like, dumb. I had, like, posing inspo guides of, like, I don't even know, dude. I don't think I had great guides.
I had, like, my home guide where I would post, like, my home, like, put my home posts in. And then I had, like, a small business guide that I added all my favorite, like, San Diego small businesses into.
Okay, I remember that.
Really
good
guides. And,
like, oh yeah, that was cool, because it was kind of like a blog post and you could have, like, holiday gift guides, like,
yes, things
like that. That was pretty cool. But yeah, I feel like one day everyone just, like, kind of stopped updating their guides and using them. So hopefully I really hope with this new feature you can, like, write in it too, like how you could for guides, like,
right,
and be like, what this is. Yeah, yes. Like a little paragraph. Okay. I feel like this could be really, really cool, because then you could also save, like, some of your favorite, like, you could also cross promote your own content into, like, one collection, you know, and I feel like that could be really good, like, reusing content. So yeah, I can't wait to have this feature. I can't wait for the whole rollout. I feel like this would be really cool.
Okay, next one is the freaking weird layout of, like, the stickers now on IG stories, where you find, like, the question box or your links or location, whatever. Like, what is that? What is that word vomit of stuff and it's that's like, at the top and like it's colorful
and this like, weird like childish layout. Yeah, like everything's like staggered and
it's like kind of scattered. Like there's no like order to it. Like
I have to like scan a million times to find the photo button every time.
Same. And I'm just like so confused. I'm like, what are we doing? What is the point of this?
This was an update we did not need.
Yeah, like I love how they put it all up there, but like, just we don't need that. Like the way it is. Like, make it put it back.
I feel like it was clear and concise how it was. Yeah,
now it's just giving chaos.
Yeah,
and I don't like it. Okay, next one is you can edit your IG DMs now, just like you can edit your texts on Apple iMessage. Great update. So that's really cool. So cool to just fix some spelling errors. Okay, also my auto, what is it called? Your auto, like auto type thing, how it like finishes, like as you're typing, it like keeps typing. Oh,
I know
out.
Exactly what you mean. And
it's like so wrong sometimes. Like I will be commenting on someone's post. Wait, I'll be like, oh my gosh, I love, and I want to post that.
It'll
oh
say
my gosh,
you.
I love,
will it say you.
I love you. Yes. And then I have to sit there and then I have to delete the comment.
Same.
And then
I have to repost this. Crying. I literally have, I think I have multiple comments out there accidentally saying like I love you in like a weird context.
Yeah, so now in the DMs, if that happens to you, you can edit it. I think there is a time limit of like how you can't just like scroll up and change something you typed out like days ago. Like there's definitely like I think it maybe like 15 minutes or like 7 minutes or something like that where you can edit it, but yeah that's an option, so that's good. Or like, yeah, sometimes my autocorrect is just very
it's really inaccurate. Bad and it just goes for it. Like it literally just automatically puts
sometimes
it in.
Sometimes it's not even English. Like sometimes it's like random apostrophes, splitting words, and I'm like, what?
Like
am
I'll literally
doing?
Be commenting like, "Oh my gosh, I love this pink on you." Or like, "Oh my gosh, I love this jacket. I love you." Like just so random.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay. Glad that's not just me. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Next
same.
One is, okay, you can pin chats to the top of your inbox now. Don't think I have this yet, but that would be so great.
These are all being rolled out, and I don't have this either because I need to pin our South of France girls trip.
I was going
to
say, I
inbox.
Need that group chat to the top because I need to stay updated. I need to know what's going on with the girlies.
This
is
a really cool feature because I feel like I also have a lot of girls that are in my DMs a lot or like asking me for things or like we were just chatting a lot, but I will lose the message or the DM so fast and I can never find it. And also, does your inbox, like if you sometimes when you scroll down, it's literally everything from like 130 weeks ago and then you have to refresh it and then it's good. Okay, because that happens to me every time I'm in my DMs.
That still happens to me. And another thing, Instagram, if you're listening, I need to not, like, anytime I tag a brand in my story, like, that doesn't need to be a message in my inbox.
Oh, my God, same. I delete them immediately because it's very annoying.
Oh, that's really
smart.
Yeah,
I just go in and delete it.
Like,
but
I love
like
it when you do
tedious.
Go to the brand's DM and you can, like, see you tag them. Like, I love that they can see that, but, like, maybe that needs to be a separate section or just you only
like
see that when you actually go into the message. But I hate so much how it's in DMs because I feel like that's the problem where it pushes actual DMs down that you need to see and respond to. Because if you have a collab or you're just tagging what you're wearing and you're tagging multiple brands, literally it shuts
everything
it
literally,
so far down. Yeah. It's like it's lost.
Same. So, every time I do that, I literally have to go in immediately and delete all of them. And I just don't know what it's actually deleting. Like, am I going to lose all of our previous messages? Like, I don't know, but I just can't handle that. So I just go ahead and do that.
Yeah. So Instagram, take note, please. Okay.
Next one is, oh my gosh, so many updates with the notes that are on your little profile thing that is at the top of messages and on your profile now.
Which, like, also I would love to hear your guys' feedback on that. Like, do you guys like the notes? Because I personally don't ever read them or I feel really like pay much attention.
Yeah, like you can now, okay, so first you could like add your emoji, and then now you could like add a caption, then you could add music, and then now you can add, I think, a poll. Like people can vote now.
Yes.
On your little thing. And I'm just so confused. Like I feel like I engaged with it when it first came out, but I literally have not engaged with that or done it since then. Like I just don't. And, like, I don't scroll through them either. Like, the first four or whatever that I see at the top, that's all I see. And, like, I don't go further into that.
So and, like, I'm not. I feel like a lot of girls only use it to, like, say that they posted a new photo or something. That's primarily what I see. So I just don't.
Which is, like, again, like, isn't that what your story is for?
Yeah, maybe this is another quote-unquote algorithm you can control.
Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, I'm not sure. Let us know what you guys think. Like, do you look at them? Do you read them? Do you like them? I'm so curious.
Yeah, I feel like it's a no for me. Like, I just, it's just honestly, it just feels like it's another thing to do. And whatever I'm putting in my note, I feel like is not, like, what's the word? It's not, like, it's not providing anything
like value.
Yes, valuable. Like it's not giving. So I don't know. Okay. Next one, which I really like, but I do have some notes on, is the multiple links in bio. I feel like this is such a great feature. Mm-hmm. I do love it. My one critique on this Instagram is someone could send this to Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't like how you can't change how the link appears on your profile. Like I feel like you should be able to title the link and then that's what shows instead of like random letters and numbers that just go on and on if it's like a specific link, like if brands are like you have to use this link or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like sometimes like our trip one, it's this like long link and I would just love to title the link like South of France trip and
like I feel that like shows up Instagram as the link. You know what I mean? Thinking like a little more critically, like they should make their own link tree, like an Instagram version of link tree. That's like what we need because then
I feel like that's what this is, but like it's obviously not developed.
Yeah, like but like it needs to be like the same customizable.
Right. Like you could add features, like background, colors, or like add buttons. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Instagram, are you picking up what we are putting down? Okay. This is good. This is like a good brainstorm session.
I know, seriously.
This is like honestly free consulting for Instagram.
I know.
Truly. But yeah, I do love that you can have multiple links because like I love having like my main link that links to my blog that has like all my links, like you know, Amazon, YouTube, Pinterest, all the things. And then I like having like specific links. So like I have like, oh, like a lookbook or like whatever I'm promoting, like a dedicated link for that, like whatever, like, or South of France trip, like having those like main links linked out, I feel like is really great. I just don't like how they show up on your profile. So if we could be able to change that, that would be so great. So great.
Yes.
Okay. And then last thing is allegedly they are testing out a grid preview, which would be so nice so that I don't have to freaking screenshot every single time when I'm posting a reel and then move my screenshot into preview. And then if it doesn't look good, I have to go back and re-screenshot again, change it, and then re-upload it to preview so that I can make sure my feed looks good.
Like,
and yes, I am still one of those people who cares about my feed looking good. Like I will always be one of those people. I literally don't care what people say.
Like at least like it just looking a little put together or not super repetitive. I feel like with these things, like Instagram could truly put so many apps out of business, like Linktree, Preview, like they could just all put it in one app on Instagram. Yeah. But yeah, this would be so cool. And this is something that's very needed. I really hate screenshotting and going into preview every single time.
Same. And then all these screenshots are on my phone, taking up more space because I forget to delete them. It's such a process, like screenshotting and looking and screenshotting and looking or adjusting it or whatever.
Oh, yeah. It takes up like so much of my space on my phone too. Like I swear half of my phone storage just and screenshots in photos of screenshots. These. Yeah.
Previews. So, same. 10 out of 10, love this, need this, and hope to see it soon because I think this is a really good thing. So,
agree.
Fingers crossed for that because that'll save time. But I think that's it for all of our.
Yeah, honestly, that was a lot. A lot of new things, a lot of new updates, some good, some questionable. But some not I hope needed. This was helpful.
Yeah. I think, well, and hopefully too, they give everyone every feature kind of situation and not like some people some features and other people other features. Like that is also frustrating when some people have features that I'm like, hi, I would really like that feature.
But yeah, and it's interesting that we can like see it when we don't have it too.
Yeah. Like I just remember, do you remember when Instagram hid likes for the first time and it was like this whole crazy thing?
Yes.
Like it started in Canada and like, but in the US, we could still see likes because we couldn't hide them. And like, oh my gosh.
That was so funny. And I just feel like it should have been this way the entire time. Like you can turn them off, but.
Yeah. So interesting. But
yeah,
that is a wrap on this episode. Hopefully you guys found it insightful or learned about some new features that maybe you haven't heard about yet. Mm. Or maybe you have them and you can share your feedback with us on our IG stories that I'm going to post. Because we want to know what you guys think too. So let us know there. But do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week is Allie. Her Instagram handle is at @AlieCorialE. Allie Corial, I believe. She is a South of France girlie. She's coming on the trip with us. So we just wanted to shout her out because we so appreciate her coming and being a part of this community.
So excited.
She is also a local San Diego girly, so love that. And yeah, we're just really excited to have her on the trip. We can't wait. So shout out to you, Allie.
Yay. Yes, so excited. And again, we said this before, but the group is so amazing. So we only have a couple spots left, so make sure if you
and
are
we're down
interested.
To like close to 15 days left. I need a post about that, but maybe like 17 days left till
I think June 18th is the last day to sign up.
June 18th.
So the trip closes basically 90 days before the actual trip starts, which gives everyone enough time to book flights, plan everything, and so we can finalize our number, so we can finalize all the things that we get to do for you guys. Mm-hmm. So yes, it is coming up. We are in June, and yeah, we'll definitely be talking about it more as it is closing. But if you are interested, now's the time. It's going to be so much fun. The group we have is already so amazing.
Amazing.
So don't miss out. Yeah, I feel like that's pretty much it for this week. Is there anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay, well, hope you guys have an amazing week this week. Amazing first week of June. And yeah, I just blanked. I love you guys so much. Thank
well,
you for listening as always.
Next time.
And we'll chat next week. See you guys. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.